Hi, this is Heath Herrera with the Keep Fit Simple podcast, simplifying your journey to better health and fitness. Have you ever heard someone give themselves permission to indulge their sweet tooth just because they just had a great training session? It's a common excuse many people believe that because they exercise, they are in the black as far as their calorie input or even their output. But in reality, this sort of thinking is a sure road to failure. Most people with a lean body and a athletic physique didn't get that way by rationalizing their way to the dessert buffet. Many people have no idea how many calories they take in on average day, often severely underestimating when asked to take a guess at it. But they also overestimate the number of calories they burn. The truth is, 30 minutes of the best boot camp in town will not cancel out that burger and fries. So let's do the math. Let's look at the hard numbers. An average, moderately intensive workout will burn 300 to 400 calories in about an hour. That's an hour of hard work with plenty of sweat and hard breathing. Now say on the way home from your training session, you decide to grab a couple of donuts from the local donut shop. After all, you've earned it. In the 3 minutes it will take you to put away those two donuts, you've consumed roughly 720 calories. All your hard work is wasted, plus you've provided your body with several hundred calories extra to store as fat. Or maybe you just want to have some pizza and soda with friends. You consider the 600 calories you burned running on the treadmill for an hour today. You know, 10 miles an hour, that's really fast run in a long time. So you eat four pieces of pizza and a Coke. No problem, right? Wrong. You just down 900 to 1,000 calories in about 10 minutes. I'm not saying that you shouldn't enjoy some indulgence, but need to be aware of what you're putting in and what you're putting out in a realistic basis. And at the end of the day, if you're constantly doing this, you need to ask yourself one question. Is it really worth it? Let's face the facts. The bottom line is you simply can't out-train a bad diet. If you try to bar a bad diet with exercise, the exercise will lose every single time. The only way to lose weight and to get that lean, sexy, healthy body that looks great in anything or nothing is to eat healthy and exercise. Your weight loss is driven by diet and maintained by exercise. The only way to get ahead of the calorie game is to eat fewer calories than you burn. Only then will you begin to see the fat melt away. Exercise builds muscle and can rev up your metabolism, but you won't lose weight if you continually eat more than you can metabolize. This is not to say that exercise is not important. It is. In fact, according to Barry Braun, Associate Professor of Kinesiology at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, when you look at the results in the National Weight Control Registry, you see over and over that exercise is one constant among people who've maintained their weight loss. This was in an article quoted in the New York Times. You know, you want to keep the pounds off? Exercise. Exercise is crucial, and you must combine it with a balanced diet if you want to shed the pounds. So we want to start smart. Have you been trying to out-exercise your diet? Don't be discouraged. Many of us have been guilty of this. It's time to rethink your weight loss strategy. And so I want you to try the following tips to start fresh and recreate your body. This is great timing as we end the year of 2019 and head into 2020. I want to give you these tips to help you get on the right track moving forward. Don't worry about the past. It's time to move forward. So tip number one, plan. The only way that you are going to get control of your diet is to plan ahead. Do not let yourself get hungry with nothing healthy prepared to eat. Your willpower will plummet and you will reach for a snack that will set you back. Keep food ready in your refrigerator that you can grab and heat quickly. And don't leave the house without cool water, nuts, fruit, whole grain crackers, or cheese. Make things really easy by using a service like, you know, that one of the meal preparation services. Tip number two. Lift weights. When you start losing weight, you must protect your muscle. If you begin to lose pounds without adding in weightlifting, you will likely lose up to 25% of your muscle mass. Also, after an intense weightlifting workout targeting at least three big large muscle groups, your metabolism increases for up to 39 hours after you are finished. This varies by individual, and it may not increase by that much over time, the total 39 hours per individual. Everyone is different. And repairing that muscle tissue after lifting requires energy. Energy equals calories burned. Tip number three, get some accountability. We'll strike this note again and again. You need a partner. Remember, the single biggest determiner of your fitness success is whether or not you have an accountability partner. Find someone to trade food journals with and report on how you are doing with your willpower. You need both exercise and a healthy nutrition plan to be lean, strong, and healthy. Don't neglect either one. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Keep Fit Simple podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a 5-star rating and review. Don't forget to share this podcast with your family and friends, and subscribe to keep up with the Keep Fit Simple podcast on your favorite podcast listening service. Have a great day, and keep fit simple.